is Texans Huddle, presented by Houston Community College. HCC is the official education partner of the Houston Texans. Now, here's your host, Patty Smith.
Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, where the 11-1 Houston Texans prepare to take on the 9-3 New England Patriots on this, perhaps the biggest stage in football, Monday Night Football, in what a lot of people, Mr. McNair, are calling one of the biggest games in franchise history. Just your thoughts on where this game ranks and how you're looking at it.
Well, it's very exciting. I think it is one of the biggest games we've had. And, you know, these kind of teams we're going to have to play as we move through the season and go into the playoffs. So, you know, it's wonderful to have this opportunity. I'm just very excited for our team.
You know, and you look around and you see so many Houston Texans fans out here. How does that make you feel where you see each and every week there's just more and more of them traveling with the team?
Well, it's just a wonderful feeling to see that enthusiasm on the part of these fans. And they're having a wonderful time. And, you know, they love the Texans, and they're up here to give them everything they've got. And we appreciate it very much because the team notices, you know, the fans following them like that. So it's going to be great fun, great night.
Tell me how much you're enjoying this. Of course, 10 years now of the Houston Texans and where you guys are at this point. How much are you enjoying this ride?
Well, it's wonderful to see the productivity of our team because we've all worked so hard and we've had a plan. We stuck with a plan, but you don't know how it's going to work out until you actually put it in place and see. And so it's very satisfying to see the results that we're getting, and I'm just very proud of the way our team's playing.
All right, well, thank you so much, and let's see how this one played out as we wrap it all up in this week's Texans Rewind.
It's strength against strength, the best against the best. It's a chance to knock off the most successful NFL team of the last decade in their own building. This is the big one.
The Patriots wasted no time getting on the board on their first drive of the game. The Texans made numerous mistakes, and Tom Brady made them pay.
Brady gets the snap, looking to his left, fires that way, got a man, Hernandez, he's in, touchdown New England.
The Texans would immediately respond, driving to the Patriots 21 before Devin McCourty would pick off Matt Schaub's pass intended for Kevin Walter in the end zone.
Matt looking, Matt throwing to the end zone and picked off, intercepted and brought out McCourty, 5, 10, 15, 20, and Foster has him down as he backtracks.
And just six plays and 82 yards later, Tom Brady found a wide-open Brandon Lloyd to put the Patriots up 14-0.
Steps back, now throws deep downfield, wide-open touchdown, Brandon Lloyd beat Jonathan Joseph.
Moving into the second quarter, the Texans' defense continued to make crucial mistakes. Danielle Manning was called for a third-down pass interference, resulting in a first down, followed by another Tom Brady to Aaron Hernandez touchdown.
Brady, quick throw left side, wide open, Hernandez, nobody on him, touchdown.
As the first half came to a close, Tom Brady was 13 for 19 with 165 yards and three touchdowns, while Matt Schaub and the offense continued to struggle, completing just 52% of his passes and the interception.
In the first half, we dug ourselves a hole with some penalties, a turnover in the first quarter, and really hurt ourselves. And then, you know, against a good football team, they're going to make you pay.
Yeah, we've been down 21 before, but you get down 21-0 against a bunch like this, you know, it's tough.
Midway through the third quarter, Brady would strike again, this time to Dante Stallworth for 63 yards, moving Brady to fourth in NFL history with four touchdown passes in a game.
Brady goes back to pass, and he airs it out long, right side, wants Stallworth, has him across the 25-20, cuts left 15-10-5, and he's in the end zone. Demps tried for the tackle, could not do it.
Down 28-0, the Texans would finally find their way into the end zone, highlighted by a 30-yard catch by James Casey and capped off with a 1-yard touchdown run from Arian Foster.
Walter in motion to the left, handoff Arian Foster to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Houston. They finally put one in the end zone.
And things continued to go the Patriots' way as the fourth quarter got underway. Tom Brady connected with Danny Woodhead. J.J. Watt was able to force a fumble, unfortunately to no avail.
They throw the screen to Woodhead, gets by the first man. Quinn can't make the stop. Watt can't make it. Punches the ball out. It's in the end zone. It's recovered by Lloyd. Touchdown, New England.
Up 35-7, the Patriots continued to run the no huddle, scored yet again, this time on a Stephen Ridley 14-yard run.
Brady hands off to Ridley. Over the left side, 10-5. Touchdown, New England.
down 42-7 with just over 7 minutes left in the game. Matt Shaw was replaced by T.J. Yates, who drove the Texans down to the two and scored the final points of the game.
Yates takes the snap, sneaks forward, no signal, and it appears Yates is not in. Now they signal touchdown. T.J. Yates with the quarterback sneak for the score.
We obviously had some opportunities in the first half, you know, to sit there and go toe-to-toe with a great team, you know, and make some plays. And, you know, you miss two or three plays offensively. You know, we give up a big return, and all of a sudden you're down 21-0. But that's the type of football team you're playing. So could have really done something about it early. You know, I think if we play better offensively and make some plays, but, you know, give them credit. They got after us all night long, all phases, too many penalties, all those things. So, no excuses. You know, they got after us pretty good.
I think we put too much emphasis on this being just a huge game and not doing our approach as far as just going 1-0. And, you know, sometimes guys get a little tight, things get a little out of hand. And but those guys played lights out that first half. That's what it takes. I think they showed us what it takes to be a champion. And, you know, we got an example now.
Well, obviously, we were disappointed. We didn't play, you know, up to our standard, our level of expectations, and, you know, we didn't play well across the board. And, you know, thing about it is we got a short week. We got to go back home. We got to take a hard look at what we did wrong and correct it, because we got a good football team coming in, you know, next Sunday, and we got to move on from this one and refocus on that one.
Obviously, we didn't play our best, and we know if we play our best and we make those plays, it's a tight game right there. Taken away from this game, we know there's still a lot of football left to play. There's still a lot of goals, but obviously, to be a championship team, you got to play better.
We don't feel like they're, however many points they beat, is better than us. So, you know, my confidence isn't shook, and this team's confidence isn't shook. We know we can play good football. We just didn't play today.
You just have to respond next week. You know, that's all it's about. You go out, you play a game, win or lose, you have to respond the following week. So, have a good football team coming in next week in our place, and everybody be looking to see how we respond.
All right, we have to take our first time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll be back in Houston, and we'll wrap things up and have much more. Stay with us.
It's Texans Fan Appreciation Day.
And we want to take you out to the game.
Log on now to FoxSportsSouthwest.com to enter for a chance to win 4 tickets to the Texans game.
Come help us cheer for the Texans.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, back here in Houston, the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Glad to be out of Foxborough and back home.
Oh, boy. Glad to be back in Houston. Can we order food here, by the way, at the Verizon West Club? I'm hungry, and I'm recovering from the loss on Monday night, but it's a short week, Patty, to get ready for the Colts.
All right. What happened?
You know, I look at the anatomy of a blowout loss, and if certain things had happened differently at the start of this game, I think it could have gone differently. I still think it might have added up to a loss, but it wouldn't have been as bad. You know, if you're able to make the catch, LaStarre Jean, down the right sideline, if you're able to get your hands on a fumble in a goal-to-go situation for the Patriots, if Matt doesn't throw the interception relatively early, it could be a different kind of night, but it wasn't. And they have to accept that and live with that. I think it showed them a few things. Antonio Smith talked after the game about the coin toss and the look in the eye of the Patriot captains and all of that. I think this is good for the Texans to see what a champion does in a situation like this when they're getting a challenge from an upstart, if you will. I know the Texans have been around. They were in the playoffs last year. But to the Patriots, they're an upstart. Well, guess what? Enter the Indianapolis Colts, who are a similar version of this. I know they were great for a decade, but last year, of course, not. And now they have Andrew Luck, and they want to knock the Texans off the AFC South perch after just 1 year of winning a championship, and the Texans have to respond to the challenge this weekend.
Andrew Luck coming back home here to Houston, a young quarterback like that, just sort of your thoughts on what to maybe expect from him. Is he going to be hyped up for this type of thing, maybe a little nervous about this?
Well, I think he plays extremely well for a young guy. Now, when you look at the numbers, they're not perfect at all, but in the fourth quarter, he is Mr. Comeback with a half a dozen 1,000 already on his resume, which is a lot more than a lot of starting quarterbacks who have started multiple years have. And I think that Andrew Luck playing in his hometown, he's not going to be overly nervous here. What could knock him off his game is the Bulls on Parade defense, getting back to true Bulls on Parade form, because three of the last four games they haven't been so hot. But let's face it, they've been on the road for three consecutive games. That doesn't happen much in this league. And they need a nice taste of home cooking here at Reliant Stadium. The fans supporting them, feeding the frenzy, if you will, that they have to apply to Andrew Luck to keep him off his game.
Well, let's talk about those three or four games. Granted, they were on the road, but games that really the Texans, you know, you can look at it two ways. They found a way to win, which we've been kind of turning into a positive. But does it concern you that they're giving up 30 points in these games and really not quite the team that we saw earlier in the season?
I'm not sure if they've really recovered from that Chicago Bears game. Sunday night in the slot prime time, they were brilliant against Jay Cutler, knocking him out of the game and holding the Bears in single digits. Since then, three out of four games giving up over 30 points per game. They looked like themselves against Tennessee with the six turnovers and six sacks, but they got to get back home. You know, that three-game swing, I think it cost them. I think Jonathan Joseph not being 100%, even though he says he is, he just didn't look like his Pro Bowl self against the Patriots. They got to find a way to get after the quarterback in this game and get back to real Texans defense, tipping passes, getting interceptions, that sort of thing.
Well, absolutely, and that was kind of my next question. This game, very big because it clinches the division, but this is it is three games. It's not just about clinching the division. It doesn't stop this weekend.
It does not stop. In fact, I'll give you an interesting scenario. Are you ready for this one?
I am so ready.
It is possible that the Texans win Sunday against the Colts, win next week against the Vikings, and the Colts bounce back from a loss to the Texans to beat Kansas City. And then in that final week at Indy, it's possible that the Texans need the win and the Colts don't because they can't improve their position. Can you imagine that? The Texans have to win, but the Colts are going to start Drew Stanton or something like that. That is in the realm of possibility here. I know a lot of different things have to happen for that, but that's what the loss to the Patriots did. It threw all sorts of different equations into play here, and it'll be really fun to see how it turns out.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Patty.
Still to come on Texans Huddle, presented by HCC. We'll go one-on-one with linebacker Brady James. Stay with us.
Texans Huddle is brought to you in part by Verizon, America's fastest 4G network. By the Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute, bringing elite care to all athletes. And by the Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off from the Texas Lottery today. Maybe it's your lucky day.
And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now, linebacker Brady James. And welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
You know, when we were in New England in the locker room, we were talking, and you made the comment that you kind of thought some of the players and you guys got caught up in this being the biggest game of the year. Can you kind of sort of elaborate on what you meant by that?
I think you always have to take the same approach. And whenever you're preparing for the games, and, you know, we knew we were going into a tough environment, and it was New England. And, you know, we wanted to go in and gain some respect from this game, but we didn't play well. And, you know, they taught us really the approach and the way you need to play to be champions. We've been doing a lot of good stuff this year. You know, our record has spoken for itself, and guys thought that it was our time to really show everybody what we were made of. And we kind of came out and stunk it up. So what do you do from that? You just bounce back. You know, sometimes you get knocked down, but you got to get back up fighting. And the great thing about this game is that you have to, it's a humbling game, and you have to remain balanced. So we're still in the regular season, and we still have everything in front of us that we need to accomplish.
So you said they taught you some things. What do you walk away with? What do you think they taught you in that game?
Really just how to play and how to play together. You know, you can make it more than what it is when you're playing this game. And really it's about executing and doing your job and doing it at a high level. We're at that point where you want to go into the playoffs and you want to be playing your best ball. And so, you know, to me, they didn't take it as this was a huge game. They just took it as the next one, because in order for us to get to where we want to be and to be champions, you have to play games like that, whether it's playoffs, whether it's in the regular season. But you can't lose your poise. You have to take the same approach. And that's been one thing about this team, that we have always use the approach of 1-0 and not looking forward, not trying to do more. Guys, have really we really understand our roles, and we just take our roles to another level. So now what we have to do is just, you know, go back to the drawing board, go back to, you know, your fundamentals. Anytime you play a game like that and then you don't perform as well as you would like, it's not the end of the world. But it lets you know that it's a tough pill that you have to swallow, but you have to swallow. You have to man up, and everybody has to be accountable. And then we just bounce back. And the great thing about it is we have a division opponent coming up. And what we're trying to accomplish, our first goal this season was to get to the playoffs. The next one is to win our division, and we still have that opportunity.
Looking at this game this weekend, as you mentioned, a big divisional game with division ramifications, championship ramifications on the line. When you look at this Colt team, what do you see from their offense, and what's going to be the biggest challenge for you guys on defense?
We see a lot. They're young, and they have guys that make a lot of plays. You know, Andrew Luck has been getting a lot of attention because it's well-deserved. He is the new Ben Roethlisberger. He extends plays. He's tough to bring down, and he's playing like he's, you know, a 10-year vet out there, and this is his first year. And they have a lot of inspiration with going on with their club, with their head coach. Those guys are really playing well and playing good together. And, you know, there's, you know, challenges all over the field, but really we have to not make it about them, make it about us, and hone in on what we do best. And that's we play well together, and we execute, and we just got to go out there and just play lights out.
You know, it's amazing you guys are sitting here at 11-2 with as good of a record as this franchise has ever had, and yet these last three games are still so important as you finish out the season.
Yeah, you get to 11-2 with three games left. You know, sometimes in the past, you know, you can feel like you've done enough to get home field advantage and all these other things, but we have to go out there and play, and we have to finish the season. And I think that's what we need to do. I'm looking forward to the challenge. Nobody said it's going to be easy, and that's what makes this game great.
All right, you stick around for another segment?
Of course.
Talk a little Christmas. All right, don't go away. We have more with Brady James when we come back. Stay with us.
It's Texans Fan Appreciation Day.
And we want to take you out to the game.
Log on now to FoxSportsSouthwest.com to enter for a chance to win four tickets to the Texans game.
Come help us cheer for the Texans.
Be sure to go to HoustonTexans.com to make your choice heard. It's time to vote on the Whataburger Player of the Year. This season's nominees are defensive back Danielle Manning, linebacker Daryl Sharpton, fellow linebacker Jesse Nading, and fullback / tight end James Casey. The winner will be announced at the final home game of the year. And welcome back to Texans Huddle. Joining me now for another segment, Brady James. We're going to talk a little Christmas. The holiday season is upon us. Christmas big in your house?
It is. You know, now that I have a young family, my wife is pregnant, and we have a 2-year-old. He's almost two. And we have a little girl on the way. So my gifts, I remember growing up, and the best Christmas I ever had was, I guess, my parents. One year, they didn't communicate well. I don't know what happened, but I ended up getting two bikes and a scooter. And that was the best Christmas, I'm telling you. I was riding that bike, and the other bike, I woke up about 4:30 in the morning. The sun wasn't even up, and I was out. And so I was very excited. And now, as you get a little older and you have your own family, my gifts are my family, my wife and my son, and the baby on the way. You know, I don't have too many things that I need or I want because it's right there.
What about traditions growing up? Did you have any Christmas traditions in your house?
You know, being from Louisiana, Thanksgiving is, you know, turkey and dressing. Being from Louisiana, we would do seafood balls or gumbo. And that's one thing that I've tried to keep going in our house. Being in Houston, you know, Houston does have a Louisiana feel to it. And, you know, I got to fix up my roux, get my get my oysters and shrimp and all that together so I can make a big pot of gumbo.
So you do the cooking?
Yeah, when it comes down to the seafood, I do.
All right, so you talked about that Christmas where you got two bikes, which I'm still trying to figure out where that came from. Santa maybe dropped one off. But
yeah.
What about gifts you've given or received? Best gift you've ever given someone?
You know, I remember when I first got in the league, I didn't have I wasn't dating too much, and so what I would always do is we started a tradition where we would give each other's gifts in the locker room. And one year, when you start that tradition and you have six or seven guys, you get six or seven or eight, as far as position linebackers, you get eight different gifts. And so that's been my variety, and hopefully we can do the same thing here.
So what's the worst one someone ever gave you?
Worst gift? Oh, man.
One of those linebackers.
You know, I think the worst gift would always be something that you already have. Like
a bike?
a 10-speed.
All right, well, have a Merry Christmas, and then we'll catch up with you and get your New Year's resolutions maybe next week.
Sounds great.
All right. Texans tickets for the season are completely sold out, and the 2013 Houston Texans season ticket priority waitlist is filling up fast. Make sure you're part of the action and join the priority waitlist at HoustonTexans.com today. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you'd like to see any part of the show again or would like to get updated information on your Houston Texans, just log on to HoustonTexans.com. Remember, the final home game of the season is against the Minnesota Vikings. And for your chance to win tickets to the game and the pregame party, log on to Fox Sports Southwest. The Fox Sports Southwest girls will be here. You have a chance to win those tickets and hang out with them. Just go to FoxSportsSouthwest.com. Until then, be sure to join us on Monday night for Texans Wrap as we are hopefully wrapping up a big win against the Colts and celebrating the Houston Texans' second consecutive division championship. Have a great weekend, everyone.